climbing the draft charts ever since, haven't you?
Yeah, I think I have. I think, you know, Boise State guys kind of fly under the radar, but, you know, the more we win and you know, the more things we do out there, you know, kind of, you know, opens people's eyes and, you know, makes them notice that, you know, we have some good players at that program.
And what did it show about you being still breathing and then pulling out a victory? What did that say about Jared Zebranski?
I just, you know, I think it tells everybody that I'm, you know, mentally tough. You know, I can, you know, withstand and then overcome, you know, tough circumstances. You know, I think there were some question marks after my junior season about, you know, how strong I was mentally. But, you know, you throw an interception and you're down by 7 with, you know, less than a minute to go and you pull out a victory. I think that answers a lot of questions.
You still on a high from that?
You know, it's been a roller coaster. So, you know, we're still riding it, but, you know, it's time to, you know, make a transition and take the next step. And, you know, this is it's a big step for us and me personally.
Where'd you come in at
height? I was 6'2", 219. Nah, you know, your eyes kind of get used to it, but, you know, we practice enough on grass and we got the indoor that doesn't have the blue turf, so, you know, I'm acclimated to both, I guess.
What'd you guys say to Ian after you
proposed? You know, we didn't really say too much. He's kind of a quirky guy. He does some off-the-wall things that you just got to be ready for, so. Ian Johnson beanie, I do not yet to get one.
You're just glad it wasn't you.
That he's proposing to?
No, not that. But just, you know, get married or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm, you know, football's my life, and, you know, that's the way it is right now for me, so.
You know, even though you want to move on, was this kind of like a miracle on ice that no matter where you go or what you do, people are going to remember Boise State upsetting Oklahoma?
Yeah, I think for, you know, definitely as long as I live, and, you know, I'm going to buy a house in Boise because, you know, the 02 class, the class that graduated this year, you know, as you say, the 07 class, you know, we're kind of heroes around there. So, you know, we're going to ride the wave as long as we can. And you know, it was great to finish like that for our city, for our program, and, you know, for the state of Idaho and the West Coast and mid-majors alike. So, yeah, with the exception of the bench press, which quarterbacks usually don't do so.
Going to the next level, are there any offensive systems you think is a better fit for your skills?
No, I think I can do everything. You know, I think I have, you know, a wide range of talent. I think you know, my athleticism, which you guys will see here on Sunday, is going to be, you know, at the top of the quarterback's list. So, you know, I'm very confident. You know, I'm ready for any system. You know, I can drop back and sit in the pocket if you want me to, but if things break down, you know, I can get out of the pocket and, you know, outrun some guys, make some guys miss. So.
How about this this atmosphere is almost a Super Bowl kind of deal.
Yeah, the combine is getting pretty big. You know, with all the publicity, all the media stuff that goes on with it. You know, you just kind of, you know, get acclimated for the next level. You know, the NFL is the market for the fan base is so large that, you know, you have to get used to it and be able to perform and perform at a very high level in front of it.
Are there any quarterbacks you model your game after?
No. You know, I have been compared a lot to Jeff Garcia lately, but, you know, I like his game. I got number 5 because I grew up watching Donovan McNabb when he's at Syracuse, and I like the way he can throw on the run and his mobility, but I don't try to model it after anything. I'm always trying to get better, and I'm always battling against myself. And,
so what are some things you think you can improve as you become a professional?
I think I can improve everywhere. You know, I got a very stringent work ethic. I'm always, you know, trying to improve on my footwork and, you know, my arm strength and accuracy. Accuracy is a big deal, and it always will be. You know, just being a student of the game is something that at the quarterback position you need to be associated with.
Can you recall the 85-yard touchdown run?
Yeah.
Give me, and how gassed were you at the end of it?
Not too gassed. I was in pretty good shape. You know, I was a little leaner then. I think I was probably about 200 pounds, about 20 pounds ago. But, no, I,
what
we,
happened?
we were running a play action max protection, and they bring an all out blitz and held our receiver and doubled the tight end, and there was like two guys out there, and I had a blocker in front of me, one of my running backs, Jeff Carpenter, and I go down the sideline, I give a guy a little hesitation move, get him to stop his feet for a second, and then it was just a race.
Is there a lot of running backs in this draft that haven't had an 85 yard touchdown?
Nah, that's one of the longest run, that's the longest run in school history for us, but yeah, I can wing it. You know, I'd probably be a 800 runner in another lifetime. So,
what was the name of the hook and ladder play?
It's called Circus. It's called triple right slide left circus.
Triple right,
which puts three receivers to the right, one on the left, and then slide is the protection, and then circus is the play call.
How much time since that game have you spent answering questions about it?
Every media event that I'm associated with is usually going towards, you know, the bowl game and asking questions about that. But you know, when something that amazing happens, I think I'm going to be asked questions about that for a long time, and you know, I really won't ever have a problem answering them. So,
what about your daily life? People running into you, recognizing you?
Yeah, the fame is getting, you know, a little out of control, especially in Boise, but I can handle it. It's good, you know, when you're talking about something like that, as opposed to, you know, maybe what would have happened if we wouldn't have came back, it's, you know, it's quite a bit better, so.
Has there been a single person or a single thing that someone said to you since it happened that's made you realize how special of a game it was?
Yeah, there's just, you know, it's kind of the Cinderella effect of how, or the little engine that could type of thing, I think a lot of people perceived it as. And, you know, that game was broadcast everywhere. We have an Air Force base right there out of Boise, and I think there's a unit that's over in Iraq. And we have a guy that we work with is associated with a lot of the women that are wives of a lot of the military people over there. And they just, I mean, it just gives, he said it gave a lot of them hope, you know, it is definitely something special on a larger spectrum than just football.
Does Jake the Snake come back from time to time?
I've seen him a couple times in Boise, yeah.
He had loved it.
Yeah, I haven't talked to him since our game, but you know, he's a good guy, and in the city of Boise, definitely loves him.
A lot of you guys have prototype size, or you wouldn't be here. But when you look at Russell, what do you think?
Yeah, he's large. You know, he. He's with the same agency I'm with, so I see him quite a bit. But no, he's a good guy. You know, he's definitely got, you know, some very big skills and a very big arm and had a great career that propels him to where he is right now. I'm excited for him, for his future.
If you didn't know him, you saw him coming walking down the street, what position would you think?
Probably, I don't know. He's huge. He could be a tight end or a defensive end or a power forward. I think they got him at 6'5", but I think he's a little taller than that.
Who is your agency?
It's LLM out of Scottsdale, Eric Metz, Ethan Locke, Vance Milinovic.
Obviously, we media guys ask you about the play a lot, but when NFL teams are viewing, do they want to talk about what happened at the festival?
They mentioned a few things about it. The majority of our conversations have just been background checks and character checks. Just talking about childhood and life before football, I guess. But there has been some discussions, and everybody's, you know, kind of on the same page as far as saying that was one of the best games that they've ever seen and one of the craziest games, that's for sure. But, yeah.
Do you prefer to spend time in the weight room or watching film?
That's a tough question. You know, I think film comes first. You know, if you have to choose between the two, you know, being a quarterback, definitely you got to be in the film room. But I attribute a lot of my success has came from the weight room and being, you know, a diligent and hard worker and I think that's kind of Boise State's motto. The blue collar mentality has allowed us to, you know, beat some of the teams that a lot of people think that we can't beat. And you know, we got six guys here, and you know, that comes from hard work and athleticism as well. So.